Show them the way that you feel.
They say,
shower the people love with love.
Welcome to the Soulful Mind Radio Program, and I'm Dr. Patrick Ware, Duluth Child Psychiatrist. Back again from my trip to Washington, D.C., where my son had a new baby granddaughter, his daughter, 2 days before he was ordained as a priest, and I had the privilege, the profound privilege of taking communion with my 82-year-old mother and my sister a few minutes after he completed his vows. We're here today. We want to remind you that we're available on our program website, www.thesoulfulmind.com, where you will find listener comments. You'll also find our prior program broadcast that you can listen to at your convenience, and we encourage you to do that. We have some good news today. I have decided to invite select listeners and others as they indicate an interest in becoming guest hosts to send me an email, drjimpat@aol.com. That's drjimpat@aol.com. If you're interested, and tell me why you think that we might work well together. Concurrence is not a prerequisite. We do have our first guest today, and I'm pleased to introduce to you Leslie Mayorga, who will tell you a bit about herself. Welcome, Leslie.
Thank you.
Tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, I'm 46 years old. Well, I'll be 46 years old. I'm mother of two, wife of one. I don't know if you know this. This is something I haven't told you. I am royalty. I don't know if you knew that. I am a child of the king.
Wow.
And I haven't told you that before, but I thought I would save that for today. I'm a nurse. I'm a sign language interpreter. I'm a mother, friend, just all around good kid.
I can attest to that. And have you had any experience with intensity monitors?
I have. I've been doing them, I guess, a couple months now, and I've had the opportunity to share them with a couple of my friends, and I just think that they really work and they really enrich your life.
What have you gleaned from that experience as you look back on it, comparing how you're doing now to how you were doing before you began doing the exercise?
Well, I guess for me, I'm a bit of a drama queen, and for me, everything is a big deal. And I guess I've come to realize everything's really not that big of a deal. And I've tried to put everything in perspective a little bit more. And I think the intensity monitors for me help me remember events. Because after I do the intensity monitor and I say to myself, how intense was that? It kind of helps me remember the event. And I used the intensity monitor when I was with my mom when she died. And it really helped me remember that event. And that is an event that I wanted to remember. And
you were able to be there every moment.
I was able to be there every moment and not kind of hide it. And that's a really good thing, because now I can look back on it and it wasn't a bad thing.
One of the experiences that I've had in working with people when I was younger in my career was a phenomenal awareness that when there's a crisis in a family, such as, but not limited to, the death of a family member or the serious illness of a family member, that what happens is that the family basically all, pretty much most, if not all of them, will withdraw to their own space. And the poor individual who's suffering the illness or the demise is pretty much left isolated and alone. And so I think the capacity, whether you're talking moment to moment with a friend, a beloved one, or whether you're talking major moment in life, that the ability to be there and to not pull back from it is a real blessing. We have had some folks, some provocative responses by emails that have indicated that they experienced the offering through the Soulful Mind program as a challenge to their Christianity. And I'm just wondering, have you had any sense at all that doing this in any way was an undermining process at all to your faith?
No. To me, it's not. I mean, I'm strong in my faith, and I know that, like I said, I'm royalty. I really am a child of God, and I know I'm strong in my faith, and I know that I'm a Christian woman. This is not against Christianity. This really, life is a gift. When you're living in the moment, God gives you, you wake up in the morning and you know God gives you your day. I used to say, when I was going through anything bad, I used to say, when is this going to end? When is this going to end? And I thought to myself, it's going to end when I'm dead. That's when it's going to end. And I thought to myself, I don't want to keep saying, when is this going to end?
So you've clarified that the king you're referring to is your Lord.
My Lord and Savior, right.
About for a minute I was sitting across a relative of the English royal family.
No.
I see. Well, I was going to tell you that I'm the 19th cousin or something like that to George Washington, but I'm not sure that that ranks with your royalty.
La-di-da.
Absolutely. Well, welcome, and we look forward to your contribution today. We're going to tackle a little bit later in our program topic today an issue that's dear to my heart. It's about judgment. We're going to be talking about judgment and what role judgment has in the lives of people because, as I've said before, the purpose of this program is to offer people an opportunity to enhance their experience of the sacred gift of God's consciousness to us. And it is not in any way an attempt to threaten, challenge, or undermine your existing faith. And in fact, my experience has been that everyone that I've worked with who's pursued this course has reported an enhancement in the dearness and the flavor and the depth of their connection with their Lord. And I just am incredibly excited about being able to help people get in touch with their hearts and their souls and to diminish, if not eliminate, their own unconscious judgment of that gift. We again have over a century of total living experience available to you, so don't forget, 770-491-7748, call us. Let us know what you're thinking. This program is indeed the expression of the opinions of those who are here and not intended to reflect that of the station, any church, or any professional mental health group or individual. Our intent is to augment your personal search and your discovery of life itself. In May, the date is yet a bit unclear, we're going to have Dr. Bonnie Kellen from New York, who is a professional who works in career choices and career planning, and she'll be a guest via the telephone consultation when we get that date delineated. We're looking forward to her contribution. And I have a young man who I think has accepted an invitation, possibly even next week. I call him the Reverend Varan Jones, who's a wonderful human being and who I think has the heart of an evangelist. Will be here and we'll be talking probably about how does one go about enriching their lives financially, which I know is something that people think about, and we're going to talk about that in connection with spirit and faith and see where we go with that. Again, we are here on the Soulful Mind not to debate with you what Christianity is. We're here to offer you a tool to augment your present experience and spirituality. The subject today, let's pause for a moment and offer a prayer. Our Heavenly Father, we humbly ask for your blessing and direction in this ministry. Open our hearts and ears that we may hear and have our hearts and minds guided, that we may be heard by those who will benefit from your gifts. We want to also thank Miss Jenny, our webmaster, for handling the postings of the programs. She's doing a wonderful job. We hope that you're in the right place and we have the right stuff. The program today, and we again will invite you to give us a call. We're going to proceed with our subject. The topic today is taking the gloves off, or that's enough, Mr. Nice Guy. And we're going to be talking about judgment, our judgment, and how it plays a role in our lives. So let's get started. I did warn the listener a few programs ago that without Minister Kane's immediate physical presence, there is a risk that I may move into a railing dimension. We'll try to avoid that, and perhaps Leslie can help keep the fire put out. I would like to make several observations that may tend to be, in part, a bit controversial. Again, we're not here to debate with you what a Christian is. That's between you and your Lord. And as far as I'm concerned, my relationship with my Lord is probably the most private part of my life. But since some of you seem to be mired in whether or not I or the guest or Minister Kane are the right kind of Christians, I'd like to make some comments on my experience of what I experience from professed Christians. Many of them tend to be narrow, extremely judgmental, very critical, non-accepting, and dishonest. And this is a tough one, because I see many, many people who are professing their faith who centrally are resentful of life's persistent angst despite their religious practices. They just seem to be displeased with the fact that life is still hard and difficult. I think they have an unconscious desire to not have that experience. They are quite often exclusionistic, aloof, and bitter. Christ did say, as I understand it, to the future apostles, something to the effect of, "Come with me, put away your worldly possessions." How many of us would be able and or willing to do such a thing? Is it easier for a camel to pass through the eye of a needle than for a rich man to enter the kingdom of heaven? Many would think so. My experience has been that professed Christians not uncommonly look down on anyone who does not follow, think, speak, and act exactly like they do. My evangelistic grandfather was a Methodist minister. It was a rural church, and it was immediately adjacent to another church, who happened to be a Baptist church. And they would have singing competitions with the windows open as to which congregation could blast the other one out in terms of the tone and the sounds. Is it not the essence of God's message to us, as I have been saying from the beginning of this program, that love and acceptance are the foundations for salvation, if not the definition of salvation? How well do we fare with the issue of how accepting we are of others? One of the finest compliments I have ever had was when Kenneth, a listener, wrote that this program was challenging his view or concept of Christianity. What is a teacher if they do not challenge your existing view? Let me challenge you, the listener. Just begin the intensity monitors and follow them diligently. This program exists to offer you that opportunity to explore whether or not this practice really has an opportunity of enhancing and amplifying and facilitating your life. I'll remind you again that the directions for the intensity monitor exercise are on the website, www.thesoulfulmind.com, and a very simple, easy-to-read, I think, format. We're at 770-491-7748. What do you have to lose in trying that? I've had potential clients ask me, "Are you a Christian? I don't want to work with someone who isn't a Christian." When they get the response that there's nothing that I will do or encourage the person to do that will negate or undermine their faith, some, perhaps even the majority, say, "That's not good enough. I need to know before we begin." Isn't that interesting? When I do say that I'm a Christian, I get, "But are you the right kind of Christian? Don't challenge my faith or my understanding of God." What if your faith and understanding of God needs to be challenged if you are to move forward in your spiritual life and growth? Hey, guys, is anybody out there? 770-491-7748. Apparently not. I'm always impressed with the use of the word secular. When I suggested that I might use James Taylor's "Shower the People You Love with Love" as a title or theme song, one response I had was, "But this is a Christian radio station, and that's a secular song. Is pure love the exclusive purview of Christians? I wonder. Is not God's message one of simple acceptance of truth as a pathway to achieve divine love?" How many ways do we miss that in our lives when we are making those judgments, even without consciously realizing it, of others, of ourselves, of our hearts, even, yes, of our spirits and souls. The absence of light, truth, and love is darkness and, in my opinion, evil. And in my experience, Christians have for centuries struggled with attempting to define as humans what is acceptable. Is not judgment solely the purview of God? Did I hear you say something like that, Leslie, once?
When I was explaining to you a Bible verse, I was explaining to you a Bible verse, and I think I corrected you on the Bible verse. I think we had a debate on that.
And that the Bible verse said what?
The Bible verse said Jesus was speaking to Nicodemus, and he said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh to the Father but by me. And you said, that is not the Bible verse. The Bible verse is, I am the way, the truth. You said, it is, the Bible verse is, I am the way, the truth, and the light. And I said, no, Dr. Ware, that's not the Bible verse. And I had to go home and email it to you.
We did have that conversation, but we had another conversation about a Bible verse about judgment and whose purview that was in. Do you remember that?
Refresh my memory.
Well,
we're always debating something.
Basically, we're talking about this program and about judgment and about whether whether or not judgment was a burden that we have as human beings. And you said, well, that's the Bible says about judgment.
The Bible says, judge not. Is this the conversation? Judge not, lest ye be judged. Right. And I think that that Bible verse means the way that you judge someone, that's how God is going to judge you. I think that as Christians, we do judge, and there's two types of judgment. There's good judgment and there's bad judgment. And I think that we can judge other Christians, but beware, the way that you judge, God is going to judge you.
Well, it certainly makes me think of what I understand to be the downfall or the weakness of the Pharisees and their positions on identifying what was acceptable in faith and practice in the early church. And I would just simply say that from my experience solely, and I don't want to get into debates, but I will tell you that that when I work with people, it's their judgment of their own feelings that creates the majority of human angst and misery. And the purpose of the intensity monitor exercise is to introduce people to what happens in their hearts and their lives when they pursue the exercise and begin to discover that they are not judging who they are, what and how they feel nearly as much. And many are able to get to a place where they're able to move fluidly from experience to experience, just doing what you did when your mother was ill. To be able to be there fully with an open heart and to not miss one moment, one morsel, one drop of the experience. And I would say again, in close personal relationships, you know, I see over and over again people who just simply cannot tolerate the intensity of the moment of the closeness. And they run, they hide, they get busy, they have other things to do. And I remember I talked about a conversation I had with an 80-plus-year-old lady who reflected in our conversation about the nature of men and women's relationships that she didn't really think that there were many people who were able to experience full, unabridged, open-hearted, soulful accessibility to each other. She thought that was very unusual, and she offered that her relationship with her deceased spouse of over 50 years, she didn't think that they had even had that. So I think it's an unusual thing to meet someone who has an open heart and who's willing to share their heart and their soul with you as an individual. And, of course, we're inviting you, the person, to look at whether or not you inhibit your ability to feel and think and be and appreciate and embrace life in its fullest. And it's my hypothesis, my experience, that most of us do that most of the time, and this is a way that we hopefully will help you reduce that. I don't want to get into a lot of detail in the history books, but certainly the history books tell us that the things that mankind has done in the name of God are certainly not, in my mind, holy or sanctified. This program offers you, the listener, an opportunity to move closer to the truth of your own spirit, to develop a method of getting in touch with how you distance yourself from your source, your God. I don't believe that there are only two or three dozen listeners out there who would benefit from beginning to explore whether they themselves are the barrier to embracing all of life's fullness and richness as God intended. Do you know what everyone who pursues this program and exercise diligently reports? Let me list them for you and invite anyone out there who's doing the intensity monitors to call in and share with us whether I'm accurate. Improving calmness like never before. Increased energy, increased hope, increased self-esteem, patience, self-respect, contentment, freedom, choice, benevolence, creativity, satisfaction, awareness of alternatives open to you, tolerance of others. That's a big one. Most people describe that they're just simply not in conflict with others like they were. I think you reported in our conversation just before the program, and you shared with someone the intensity monitor process, and that individual who knows you well said something to the effect of, so is that why you are, what was the phrase?
Well, is that why you are, and I forgot what exactly she said, but is that why things don't bother you so much anymore?
She had noticed that.
Well, yeah, and I think that she knows who she is. you know, it's just... And I gave her, I don't know if your listeners know about these nifty little bracelets. Dr. Ware, you should tell them about these.
We mention them occasionally. They're the voguish, youthful, glow-in-the-dark or regular hot pink. Mm-hmm. I guess they're plastic, stretch plastic that fit on your wrist. And I've got kids who come into the office and they've got five or six of them, and they all have a different theme. And we have one side has the website address, www.thesoulfulmind.com, and the other side, the question, and how intense was that?
And I gave one to someone, and I gave her one this weekend, and all weekend long we were together, and she was having her moments, and she'd say, how intense was that? How intense was that? And then after a couple hours, I heard her under her breath, how intense was that? How intense was that? And it really does work. And then she noticed that I wasn't wearing my bracelet this week. And she said, well, why aren't you wearing your bracelet? And I said, well, because it's become, you know, part of my life. And it's a habit now. And I don't need to wear it every day to remind myself, but I'll put it back on. So I did put it back on. But it does become, you know, second nature. And, you know, to her, it's not second nature yet. But she does, you know, she's doing it now. And I said, everything's not, doesn't have to be a 10. Everything's not a major catastrophe. You know,
one of the things that I see people living lives of caretaking and really being controlled by avoidance of guilt. And guilt is a big one. Shame is a big one. And I'll just simply share with you that when an individual pursues the intensity monitor process, they experience diminished guilt, diminished caretaking, diminished cravings and addictive behavior. Diminished codependence, conflicts, anger, resentment, feeling cheated, less of that, distractibility, vulnerability, reactivity, and sensitivity. We have a caller. Ken, welcome to the Soulful Mind.
Hello, this is the Kenneth that has sent you some emails and who has found your program challenging to myself as a Christian. I call just for two reasons briefly. One, I guess a little selfish. I had sent you an email yesterday, or two attempts at an email to follow up on the one that I had sent you 2 weeks ago, which you acknowledged receiving on the program that you aired just before you left. But somehow I was notified that my server couldn't get the message through, so I tried again. So I'm wondering if you received either of the messages, which were really just to follow up and to ask you why I hadn't heard from you via email. And if that's the case, then if you haven't received those, I'll send this follow-up to you. Or if you have, you can just say so, and that way I'll take that off my list.
Well, Ken, let me just say that I'm honored, and I think that I, on a couple of occasions, acknowledged receipt of provocative and responsive communications. I did not name you specifically, but you certainly were one of the people that I was referring to.
Yes.
I'm honored about your response, the meticulous detail and the comprehensive series of thoughts that you offered. I think and I did get both emails, although my email box tends to overflow from time to time, and so I do miss them sometimes. I would simply say that, you know, our purpose here on the program is to offer individuals an opportunity of enhancing, expanding their spiritual and soulful experience. It's not an attempt to in any way debate someone what Christianity is. My intent is certainly not to challenge, not directly at least, your experience of your faith and your relationship with your Lord. I am offering something using my personal time and personal funds. This is my tithe. This is straight out of my pocket, and it takes a half a day to do it, at least, as an opportunity for people who can listen and can hear that the angst that I see pervasively in our society, including Christians or professed Christians, and I certainly would not be the person who would attempt to delineate whether someone is or is not a Christian, that I see incredible amounts of angst and displeasure and disheartenment that exists. And, you know, through working with people and by paying attention to what is true and how one goes about accessing their own heart and soul, that, you know, this is something that I have found has been predictably valuable for everyone. And so that's why I'm here. So again, I am very grateful for your email and your interest, and hope that you will listen. I hope that you will consider the possibility of using the intensity monitors. And if you do, I'm more than happy to hear how that goes and to be a resource to you in that process.
Do I take this to indicate that you don't plan to pursue a dialogue via email, which was the subject of my most recent emails, which I think you received, because I felt it was better to do that than to try to do it via call-in.
I understand. I understand. My difficulty is that the invitation that you offered was so comprehensive and meticulous and lengthy that my schedule is such that doing that would mean that I'd probably have to miss other activities that I'm obliged to participate in. So I really wasn't able to respond to you at the same level that I think your invitation envisioned. And I regret that, but it's a time value usage thing, and I had to make a judgment about that.
Well, thank you. Thank you for clarifying. By the way, one other item you were discussing, judging today. I thought that the First Corinthians 11, 12, I'm sorry, 31 through 32, which says, "For if we would judge ourselves, we would not be judged," would be one that listeners might want to consider. Thank you very much.
Thank you for calling, Ken. We want to wrap up now. Thank you, Leslie, for being here.
Thank you.
And we will see you next week, Friday at 2 o'clock, www.thesoulfulmind.com. We just want to remind you that we salute your discovery of what we like to call six-way love. May you, using your exercise, find your full acceptance of all of your heart, your divine gift of life and consciousness, as well as have the opportunity of allowing yourself to love another completely while letting them love you completely. That is truly heaven on earth, what we believe God intended for us all. God bless.
Do you want more exposure for your church or organization? Call WGUN 1010 AM at 770-491-1010 to find out about show dates and times available. There are a limited amount of daily and weekly times available to spread the word or promote the work of your church or organization. Don't miss the chance to increase the size of your listening audience. Call WGUN 1010 AM at 770-